Welcome back for part two of our informational interview with Jason Morrow. What would you say is kind of your typical day? What does your typical day look like in your field?
So a typical day,
for your position.
I think it's, you know, in my position, at least in an allocator type role, I think regardless of the position, a lot of the days are very similar. The only difference being like the more senior you become, often the more managerial and administrative things you do get pulled into necessarily. But if we take a day this week, you know, a typical day for me, we work in a hybrid environment. So some days I'm in the office, some days I'm at home, but they usually start with some form of a weekly team huddle early in the day. We have six teams across our department. So there's a weekly team huddle. This is the, you know, the blocking and tackling, making sure things are getting done, setting priorities, triaging. From there, we often will have a cross team meeting where we're evaluating ideas and merits. We'll often have meetings with prospective or existing investments. There's usually a lot of reading and a lot of listening that we do. And then one-on-one members with our team. I mean, it's hard to say a typical day. I would say there are typical themes more so than typical days.
Okay.
And, you know, those themes, a lot of reading, a lot of research, a lot of evaluating risk and opportunity and probabilities. I mean, I like to say in many ways, one of the things I love about my role is I'm now a professional student. Whereas before I paid to go to school, and now, you know, I get to be a professional student. There's always more to learn and to apply. And since leaving grad school, you know, my day to day tends to be learning about studying how organizations succeed and how they fail, applying those lessons to the portfolios we build. And as we can, you know, trying to apply those lessons learned to make our organization even better. So it's, you know, the constant theme is learning, evaluation, listening, reading, a lot of deliberating. I don't want to say debating because that's the wrong word for it. So every day is kind of like a case study. You know, if you've been to a graduate school or you have any experience with the case study method, every day is slightly different. It's a different puzzle. There aren't necessarily right answers. And if you don't mind living in that sort of world of ambiguity on a regular basis and you like just solving puzzles, this is a great field.
Yeah. And something, I loved everything you said, but something that kind of stuck out to me is you kind of got into this field for a little bit more of the professional investing, kind of that type of work. And now you've kind of transitioned as you gain seniority into kind of almost managerial and people management and kind of those problems. How do you feel like your work changed transferring over to kind of managerial rather than what you originally got into it for?
Well, and let me answer that by bifurcating managerial responsibilities and leadership, because I think they're different.
Okay.
Often they're interchangeable, but like for me, managerial is making sure you're moving down the tracks. You're not letting things slip through the cracks. You're making sure the right things get done.
Yep.
And leadership is more about setting the objectives and then getting out of the way and letting people use their creativity and their superpowers to sort of accomplish objectives. Yep. And I think that the question being, how does that change as you grow? I think that some things come naturally to some people.
Yep.
And to be honest, I think that the better your team, the less management you have to do and the more leadership you can do. Mm-hmm. And even the better your team, like they end up doing a lot of the leading. And so, in my opinion, if you build a great culture that can facilitate a great team, you just end up doing a lot of the actual investing and evaluation work, and you don't have to do as much managerial, but you inevitably got to keep people on track. You got to make sure objectives are met. You know, when you work with investment people, they tend to be a very curious lot, which means we get distracted really easily. So, it's a lot of, you know, what are the objectives? Let's make sure that we're still going in the right direction.
Absolutely. And so, Thank you for talking about that and taking the time to go perhaps a little bit off script on that, because I really wanted to, the listeners, the students that are listening, be the type of employee that's easy to manage, because that just makes the whole process run smoother. You get to, rather than being in those kind of those meetings that some people enjoy or may not enjoy, you get to be doing more of the work of the field that you're passionate about. So just wanted to give
Yeah.
that little plug.
If I can plug that,
Yeah.
those who make their, you know, those who make the job of management and leadership easy are those who advance fast.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. That's another question I get all the time is like, I want to get promoted. I want to move up. And it, I think it just comes down to that is do your work, do your job, be good at it, be easy to lead, easy to manage, and be good at what you do.
Yeah, know what's important to those who are most accountable. You know, so when I look at leadership and management, it's really just a function of being most accountable. So know it's important to those who are most accountable.
So kind of holistically, whether it is kind of the investment side, working with client side, or the managerial side, whatever side you want to talk about, what skills or talents do you feel like are most essential to be effective in your field?
This is so I'm going to answer it in two ways. Early on, so if we're, you know, if the audience is people coming right out of school, early on, technical skills are critically important. Like you got to be able to do the work. And I think over the longer term,
Please join us for part three of our conversation and informational interview with Jason Morrow.